Hello, we're live in Studio 1A. I'm John Parsons, and we're with the band Lucius, who I am thrilled are playing Emos tonight with Happy Hollows. And we're also doing a Facebook Live event right now. You can like or comment for a chance to see them tonight as well. But first, I'd just like to say it's amazing that you guys are here. We're very excited to be here. There's a live studio audience here as well. You guys feel free to make some noise. Get the energy going. So let's just jump in. Let's hear a song from you guys.
I had a dream where you were standing there with a gun up to my head. You were asking how it felt, to which I said, I cannot lie, there is a tingling. You have revenge, I'll have it too. What's mine is yours, and yours is mine. Then you left, you said I was a poet, and you loved my use of words. We had better get a move on, or they'll find us. My heartbeat didn't get a moment. It was racing up the hill, we could be doomed. Times after us, we're after time. Maybe I drive myself to madness, spinning in circles, don't have the fear down, just yet. Maybe I drive myself to
thank you.
We're in Studio 1A with Lucius, who will be playing Emo's tonight. And I believe it's almost sold out. There are a few tickets left, so don't wait to go to the door to do it if you're going to get tickets. Now's the time to do it. We also have a pair of tickets to give away on Facebook Live if you comment or like it. Anyway, thank you so much for being here. That's the first track of the album, Good Grief, right? Madness?
Yes.
And it's a hell of a way to start. I mean, you get people's attention immediately by saying, you know, gun to the head kind of thing. This album is, you know, has like a darkness to it that is progressive throughout, and which is very evident, and it's fantastic. But also, you know, I've read that you started writing it in New York. Most of you moved out to LA over the course of writing the album. How did that have an impact on it?
Well, we had just gotten off of, you know, pretty much 2.5 years of nonstop touring, and the three of us, Holly, Danny, and I, pretty much decided, well, let's hop in the car again and drive across country. And so we did, and kind of, you know, the change in landscape definitely had its influence on the songs and on the arrangements. We did a lot of listening to records along the way, and we were processing already a lot of the thoughts about a lot of the sort of journal entries and voice memos that we had collected along tour, and we hadn't had time to sort of dig in. So we were on our way to California, to going to California. That was one of the theme songs. Mm-hmm. We had a lot to say from tour with, and not having had a lot of time to really dive in and process and step away from it all and sort of reflect. So that was the sum of it, really.
Gotcha. So it was just kind of exploded. I mean, you didn't have a chance to do anything about it while you were on tour for so long.
Yeah, that's a way of putting it.
And now you're back on tour. I mean, I know that this is you're the final night, and then you go back on tour again in a couple of weeks, right? So are you about to take like a little break after tonight?
Yeah,
chill out for a second.
We're taking some days off, and yeah, just going home and hanging out.
10 days, to be exact.
Is that enough or not enough?
We'll see.
I mean, you guys clearly like being
10
on the
days.
Road.
10 days feels like a year.
Yeah,
we're a hardworking band.
Seriously.
No denying.
Yeah.
No denying it.
You guys are also and I know this about you, you've said it before, you're a very visual band, as evidenced by, you know, every time we see you. I remember the first time I saw you guys, I think it was 2012, 2013, you were playing South by Southwest, it's Sidebar, it was, you know, smaller room, especially compared to Emo's where you're playing tonight. And even then, I remember at the time how just fully formed and theatrical and bold the whole, you know, show was, and being blown away. This is before World of Woman came out and everything. So has that always been, I mean, just like the theatricality and the visual aspect of it, has that always been from day one part of Lucius?
Yeah, I think we wanted to, like you said, put on a show and wanted to complement the music. I mean, it's always started from the music. And when we decided to start both lead singing, we were kind of creating this third voice and wanting to dress that and make the sound become something that was visually recognizable as well. And a lot of artists that we, you know, grew up inspired by were showmen and show women. And we wanted to have fun with it in that way.
Mm-hmm. Who were your style icons? Was that part of it?
Bowie, Prince, Bjork. There's a lot.
Yeah. Elvis.
Oh yeah. Speaking of Bowie, you guys cover Let's Dance in the deluxe version of the album as well.
Yeah, we actually had recorded that a year before his passing, so it was oddly fitting, and definitely was the first artist that Holly fell in love with, and a huge inspiration for us all, so it was fitting.
Yeah, very fitting tribute, indeed. Once again, we're in studio with Lucius, who are playing Emo's tonight. in support of the album Good Grief, came out earlier this year, which we've been loving, by the way. I'm a big fan of the album. So we'd love to hear another tune.
Sure.
Yep. This is almost makes me wish for rain.
Here we are, thought you'd have to rescue me, but thankfully didn't get the best of me. It's not worth the fuss, it's not worth my time. I could lose it, but I'd be out of line. Here we are on the side of the road, but the sun is out in my low, just a flat tire and a helping hand. I could lose it, but it's just not so bad. Looking for a seat, too close, but the only thing I see, blue skies ahead of us. Searching for the empty half when something's filling up the glass, I'm hopeless.
Imagination.
hills can lead you to a golden road. I've been told Caramello, it was of all he spoke. With a penny for his thoughts, leave me broke. Everyone's around, and I'm still alone. Everyone's around right now, and I'm still alone. I'm halfway to misery. Some say when you go halfway, there's still plenty of time to return. Trails can lead you to a golden road. I've been told Caramello, it was of all he spoke. With a penny for his thoughts, leave me broke. 'Cause everyone's around and I'm still alone. Everyone's around.
Dusty Trails from Lucius here on KETX, live in Studio 1A. We're out to California in that song, is that right? That's the ending point?
It is the end of the record.
Right.
It's a reflection. It's being gone for such a long time that you are not even sure what home feels like anymore.
Well, I hope you guys get a few days rest here after the show tonight, of course, at Emo's, which a couple tickets are still available. Also, we're giving away a couple as well. The album is Good Grief, and I'd like to introduce the band. Dan Mullen on drums and vocals over here.
Hey.
Andy Burry on guitar and vocals. Peter Lalish on guitar and vocals over here. And Jess Wolf and Holly Lessig. Lucius. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us and for the support. We're very grateful.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Also, thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman for engineering this session. And thank you to the audience, the live studio audience who's here. It makes it so much more fun. Well, that's it. You can be able to catch this on KUTX.org. I'm John Parsons. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to KUTX.